He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the February 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a downdraft in the market today. What have we had? 12, count them, straight days of record highs in the Dow. That's a new record in and of itself. But today the Dow is down 14 points to begin the day. It's at 20,823. We have the S&P 500 down 3.5 points at 2366. The NASDAQ down 17 right now to 5,844. That works out to 0.3%. To the downside, crude oil is down 57 cents per barrel right now. Crude oil is at $53.48, down 1%. Gold down $1.80 per ounce. Gold is at $1,257 per ounce. We have silver up a penny to $18.36. The euro up against the U.S. dollar. The euro is at 1.0615. The 10-year yield down 1 basis point to 2.36%. The Russell 2000 small cap index getting hit the hardest. It's down 0.7%. The Russell 2000 small cap index is at 1,397. The VIX, that's the volatility index, up 2.7%, perking up a little bit here today. Well, let's take a look. There's a lot happening in the market here today. We have entered into rarefied air, as they say. Stocks drift slightly higher yesterday, but it was enough to send the Dow to its 12th consecutive gain. Actually, the modern record was set in 1987. I'm not sure what the record was, but it looks like maybe we're going to end that win streak today. We'll see. We still got a lot of hours left before the market closes. And normally, lately, you know, any kind of sell-off in the market has been greeted by buying. And, of course, we're going to hear from President Trump tonight as he will speak in front of a joint session of Congress. The market is hoping for more details on business-friendly policies. You know, one thing I noticed yesterday in the market, the biotech stocks were just on fire yesterday. They were scorching up the track. I haven't seen that in quite some time. You know, I don't know if it's his meetings here recently with biotech CEOs. But the biotech index was up 3% yesterday. Something to take note of. You don't hear that in the headlines. That's not on the nightly news when they report the daily moves for the indexes. But underneath the surface, there was a very strong current, especially in the smaller biotechs. Well, even in the larger ones, the Celgenes and the Biogens of the world. Something I'll be watching going forward because, you know, the biotechs have not participated to really that much since this market move that began back in November of last year after the election. The technology stocks didn't participate either at first. And then about a month after the election, I said, hey, look here, the technology stocks are starting to heat up. And they've continued to do well. I started to increase my exposure there to those technology stocks. Now we're starting to see this rally spread out. to the biotech stocks. So there might be some opportunity here in the biotechs and the pharmaceutical stocks here going forward. Stay tuned on Twitter today. Stay tuned on StockTwits. And if you have a premium subscription with me with live trading buys and sells, stay tuned because maybe we'll find a few for you here today. GDP forecast is now at 2.5% for the first quarter of this year. Well, 1 month ago, it was at 3.5%. So the economy continues to slow down. You say, well, the market's hitting new highs. What do you mean the economy continues to slow down? The market is forward-looking. And the market is expecting a pickup in the economy because the economy is kind of grinding to a halt here. In fact, we just got fourth quarter numbers again, the revision of the revision, and we come in at 1.9%. And if when I hear that only the wealthy people participate or get any benefit from this big run-up in the market, that's just simply not true. You know, you've got teachers unions, you've got city workers that are now pensioners. Man, I'll tell you what, those pension funds have been running dry recently, and so this is a big boost. We've had a lot of rain here in California, an extraordinary amount of rain. That's filling up our reservoirs. We all benefit from that. Well, this big run in the stock market said, but we need to get this economy going. 1.9% is not going to cut it. And that's where the market is looking to Mr. Trump and the business people, for the most part, that are now in charge of the economy to get this thing humming again at 3-4, even hopefully maybe even 5%. Who knows? Trump promises a big statement on infrastructure spending. Well, you know, last week, that's why you can't jump and react to a one-day sell-off in a sector or in a stock. Last week, there was a rumor out there that infrastructure spending would be put off until next year, and it still may be. I don't know. But then the very next day, all of those stocks, and the stocks sold off on that news, a lot of the infrastructure stocks, building materials, basic materials, etc., cement, steel. Then the next day, they had a big pop up higher, and now they're moving again because now he's promising a big statement on infrastructure spending. But they got to figure out how to pay for it. There's the rub. One of the great stocks of the decade, in fact, I wrote about it again recently, calling it the stock of the decade. They come in and they blow away earnings. That is, of course, Priceline.com. Priceline blows away earnings. They beat by $1.23. The stock is up $95 per share last time I looked. It's hitting new all-time highs. I've never used Priceline.com, but apparently I'm in the minority because a lot of people are using Priceline.com. What an amazing stock this has been over the last decade. Look at that explosion to the upside today. It's up $108 per share. Didn't I just feature it on my show last week, 2 weeks ago? Up 6.7%, Priceline.com. Dazzling growth numbers. Profit increase of 21% year over year. One-off partners, they missed by 3 cents, but they beat on revenues. I own that in my income, growth and income portfolio. It's having a good day. It's up 2.9%. A lot of energy stocks, a lot of oil stocks in the news today. Reporting earnings here. We have EOG Partners. They beat earnings by a little bit. That's a stock I used to own. I don't own it anymore. That stock is down on the news. The oil stocks have really lost their mojo. As it seems now that oil's going to just settle. The price of oil is just going to settle in this mid-50 range. The Saudis would like to get it back up above 60, but it seems that their cuts are being met with our increase in the U.S. of output. That's putting downward pressure on oil. The supply equation, while they've kind of got that under control, the demand equation not there, and oil prices continue to flounder. Oil stocks continue to flounder right now. What else do we have? A lot of other companies in the earnings. Ensco International beats by 8 cents. The reason I bring up Ensco is because it's an oil equipment company, a driller. They don't look that great anymore. You know, the price of oil impacts the entire sector. That stock is down 2.2%. Okay, I got a lot more to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few more stocks here that I want to talk about. I want to talk about Tenet Healthcare. Oh, man. You know, he met with the CEOs, President Trump did, of the managed care, the insurers, the Aetnas, the Humanas, the WellCares of the world the other day in the White House. They're trying to fix what they claim to be a program, Obamacare, that is on the verge of collapse. And on the one hand, they say we could let it just collapse on its own, but that wouldn't be good for the people. That's all I know. I pay for the insurance here, the health insurance of my employees, and it's been horrible. It's been horrible in California. It doesn't really do us any good to have insurance. We have such high deductibles and we pay such high co-pays. I don't think we'd be better off without insurance, I guess, except for the catastrophic thing. But our insurance here in California skyrocketed, and it's only going higher. And it's not just the premiums. It's not just the premiums, okay? It's the co-pay. And it's the copay and also all of the different prescriptions. I mean, it's not like you're getting any kind of a discount hardly at all. And the deductibles are just horrible. The program in California is absolutely horrible. Now, it might work for somebody else who's not paying for their health care, you know, that gets it because they qualify and get their health care for free. But, the insurers are all pulling out of the system. We're not going to be left. In fact, California has a bill on the books right now. They want to go to a one-payer government-run system. And I'm thinking to myself, look how bad it is now. I think it would only get a lot worse. Something's got to happen here. Tenet Healthcare is getting clobbered today. THC is down 14.2%. Okay, this is a company we need. We need them to be healthy. They operate 86 hospitals and 475 outpatient centers in urban and rural communities in 14 states. Stock getting clobbered today, down 14.3%. Well, here's another issue that we need to talk about. We had a Wendy's Hamburgers right across the street from us when we had our downtown San Diego office. And San Diego passed an ordinance that anybody working downtown, they raised the minimum wage, I don't know, to 13 or 14. And that Wendy's got picketed, once a month by the demand $15 per hour crowd. Well, you know, one day they shuttered it down. It was all boarded up, gone. Well, Wendy's plans to install kiosk, not people, kiosk, in 1,000 of its high-volume stores to allow customers to place orders by themselves. Well, 1,000 kiosks, how many people does that replace? You don't have to pay a kiosk $15 per hour. A kiosk can't march outside the restaurant once a month carrying signs and smashing windows. A kiosk you don't have to buy health care for, you know. There's consequences to some of these ideas that sound real good on the surface. A living wage sounds real good, but kiosks are a lot cheaper. Nutrisystems beats by 7 cents. Hey, that stock getting fat today, up 14.8%. Nutrisystems. Of course, San Diego's home to Jenny Craig, a major competitor. And the last story here of the day, Elon Musk wants to plan a private mission. That's two people, two private citizens. Can we pick the two citizens that we can send, maybe Michael Moore and someone, to circle the moon, a mission around the moon next year? The parties had approached SpaceX and have paid a significant deposit for the trip. Now, I wonder, Priceline, can I name my price on Priceline? Is that being offered? Trip around the moon, or do I have to go to Expedia or one of the others? Well, we're going to take a look here at the big picture. We're going to continue our waltz through the market here. The asset allocation, always a big hot issue in the market. Of course, the pattern recently, in recent years in my industry, you know, when I entered into the business over two decades ago, people were buying individual stocks. And, you know, I think because of all the litigation and all of the liability for the broker-dealers and whatnot, they continued to move to a very automated, don't even try to think, automated, don't even try to think, just plug the folks into a computer model called asset allocation. And I saw this trend begin, oh, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and now it is the dominant trend in my industry. I've seen a lot of trends over the years. The trend towards fee-based management, which I moved to 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. I was one of the first guys that I knew in my industry that said, you know, I'm going to become a fee-based guy. I do not like the commission model in this business. I saw too many people, too many unscrupulous guys and gals in this industry that took advantage of folks. By putting them, the commission business is dirty, in my opinion. It gives... it's a conflict of interest because the guy earning or gal earning the commission is going to be motivated in some cases, not everybody, but in most cases, from my perspective, motivated by the big commissions. That's why do you think they try to sell you an annuity? Because there's a big, huge commission involved. I mean, they can walk away with a $20,000, $30,000 commission. It takes a long time to earn that in fees. And working the account and actively managing it, that also takes a lot more work. It's a lot easier to sell somebody a big annuity and earn a one-time commission and you're done with them. Walk away, you're done. Instead of getting to work, being the first guy in the building every day, looking at stock, looking at the economy. Well, that's just been the trends that I'm telling you about from the inside that I see in my industry. Well, I believe in asset allocation depending on the economy and depending upon the world. I think there's times when I want to have very little exposure to the stock market. If the market gets too expensive, which it's not right now, or if the economy starts to go into a tailspin, which it's not right now, or if S&P 5 earnings start to crumble, which they aren't right now. They've been growing since 2009. But when that time comes, I don't want to have a big allocation to stocks. And conversely, when interest rates start to really heat up and rise, which they're beginning to now, I don't want to have a big allocation to bonds. So where should we be positioned right now? Where are the best assets out there, asset classes? Furthermore, where are the best sectors in the market right now? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, yesterday we went through where we're at in the market with almost 2 months gone now. You know, we've got an S&P 500 up about 5.7 somewhere in there. We looked at the emerging markets yesterday. We looked at gold. We looked at the bond market. These are the big asset classes. We looked at real estate. We know that our single family home was up about 6% year over year. These are the various asset classes that compete for our investment dollars. We looked at the technical analysis yesterday of all of the asset classes, the Dow, the bond market, the gold market, the interest rate market, the oil markets, the U.S. dollar. All of these play into what becomes the most favorable asset classes. Well, I also have, I've broken down the asset classes. There's basically five or six major asset classes, but there's also subcategories. I have 34 different asset classes listed in my Best Stocks Now app. And every day the app goes out there and brings back the numbers, does the calculations, and it ranks those asset classes. And these trends can remain in place for a long, long time. And as I look at the current ranking of the asset classes, I see a couple of things that stand out to me. Number one, the leading asset classes are stocks, not bonds, stocks. The bond market has had quite a sell-off since November as interest rates have gone up about a half a percent, a little more than that, and the bond market has taken it pretty hard. The U.S. long bond down about 15% from its highs of July last year when I warned about interest rate-sensitive asset classes. As I look at the top 10 ranked asset classes in the market today, of course, the first dominant feature is stocks, equities, ownership, not lending money to people. I believe even if you're an income investor, that stocks or equity types of assets are a better way to go than lending money to somebody in the bond market, in the debt markets. The second thing that I notice in the leading asset classes is they're pretty much U.S. oriented. But I will say this, the emerging markets have surprised me. They've done better actually so far this year than the U.S. markets. I don't know about going forward. I mean, Mr. Trump continues to wag his finger at China and Mexico and Latin America and NAFTA and all the different trade agreements. You would think that that would be detrimental, that that would have a not a good impact on the emerging markets and would benefit the U.S. I continue to focus on U.S. stocks. How much exposure do I have to the bond market right now? I don't have any exposure to the bond market, which may surprise you. The NASDAQ, the tech stocks, the go-go areas of the market are kind of the leadership right now amongst those asset classes. Now, you know, this is what I'm saying is pretty revolutionary when you compare the rest of the industry. If you go into a Vanguard, you know, I see that Fidelity is lowering their commissions to $4.95 now. $4.95 for a trade at Fidelity. But if you go to Fidelity, and they're pretty much going to give you an asset allocation. I know I've talked to several people that have gone into their Schwab house or Ameritrade or the other Scottrade, and they're offering asset allocation. So if you're 68 years old, you can pretty much count on you're going to walk away with the recommendation that you should have 68% of your funds in the bond market right now. Well, I'm of the opinion that the bond market is entering into a bear market. In fact, it's already in one from my perspective, and I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but I think the 10-year is headed towards 3% and beyond. I've talked many times about how the Fed fund rates, what's normal? When they say that rates are starting to normalize, what's normal? We're still at 0.75% on the Fed fund rate. Back in 2008, we were at 5.25%. We have a long ways to go before we even come close to being normal again, which does not bode well for the bond market. Yet, the asset allocation model will tell you you're 68 years old, you need to have about 65 to 70% of your assets in the bond market. That's traditional asset allocation. Call me non-traditional. I just don't think that's a good way to go right now. And the more robotic it becomes, the more afraid I become of retirees getting smacked someday. I've told many stories, and so has Sanford. We've lived here in the San Diego area for a long time. We have a big sport fishing fleet that takes people out fishing, especially in the summer, when the tuna and the yellowtail and the mahi, the dorado, the marlin are migrating up into our waters. And most times these sport fishing boats, they leave at 10 p.m. because they only go 10 knots. It takes a long time. And if the fish are 70 miles out, it takes 7 hours to get out there. So they leave at night and the folks sleep in the bunks down below. Or they sit in the galley talking fishing stories. You know, and the older we get, the bigger the stories get. You know, that fish was this big, you know, the one. Anyways, there's a pilot, there's a captain, a licensed captain that's, you've put your life, there's some islands off of San Diego. You've put your life in their hands. And they usually have a backup. Sometimes, you know, it's a long season. They get tired. They need to grab a nap and they hand the wheel off to someone else. Well, there's been several stories over the years where they put the boat in autopilot, and the next thing they know, they ran right into the island, and everybody was in the water. That happened, I believe, last year. 38 people, middle of the night, had to be rescued. I worry about autopilot, especially for portfolios. We don't know what's going to hit the market. We don't know when the economy's going to start going into a recession again. We don't know if there will be another financial meltdown like we had in 2008, 2009. I don't want to be an autopilot. That's just me. And I don't want to have my clients in autopilot. I want to be maneuverable when things start to change in the world. And I don't want to be caught in an autopilot world that's got me in an asset allocation based on a computer model and a robot driving my portfolio. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. What are the asset classes that I don't want to be in right now? Well, I consider inverse funds to be their own asset class. They can come in handy at some point in time. If the market really starts to melt down at some point in time in the future, which it more than likely will, those inverse funds can come in really handy. Well, they're at the bottom of the heap. No wonder we don't see any. We really don't see any of the bears on TV these days. I don't know where they are. Well, next time we get a couple 300 or 400 point down days in a row, they'll show up. Ah, see, I've been telling you. Well, if you look at a chart of the inverse funds over the last 5 years, 9 years, the bears have been slaughtered. How could they even have any money left to short the market, to short stocks? That's not an asset class I want to be in. And I really don't want to be in the bond market right now. And as I look at the ranking of the asset classes, they're at or near the bottom. Gold is at or near the bottom. Those are the asset classes that I want to avoid right now. So believe it or not, I currently have an asset allocation that is all stock, no bonds. Now, for my income folks, I have an income portfolio that is built around rising interest rates. That's right. There's a lot of areas like floating rate funds, real estate types of ETFs, stocks that benefit from rising interest rates like banks that also pay dividends. I have my income fund built around stocks. It's not built around debt and bonds because I think they're extremely, extremely vulnerable going forward. So call me a radical. Call me whatever you want. I've been called worse than that. I continue to have all of my exposure to stocks, equities. Now, that some people, that scares. Ooh, stocks scare me. You know what? Bonds are way scarier right now than stocks. There's a freight train coming around the bend. I hear it. It's Janet Yellen at her Fed, which she'll soon lose the reins of, but I believe that this administration wants to see higher interest rates, and they're going higher. I don't want to be on the railroad tracks with that freight train coming. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market's kind of on hold here. We're going to listen tonight to what President Trump has to say about taxes, what he has to say about infrastructure, what he has to say about military spending, all these different things will play into it. And, of course, that's why you're seeing the market on hold a little bit. It remains to be seen. We've had 12 straight record closes. It remains to be seen whether we can have another one here today. That has been the pattern recently. Late morning or morning rallies that end up taking the market into positive territory, but we shall see what we shall see. I can tell you yesterday that I saw a very strong move in the biotech sector. I think that's worthy of taking note of. And I mentioned it in my tweets yesterday. I said, look at this stock here. Look at this one. Then I noticed a pattern. I said, well, let's just look at the biotech ETF, one of them. IBB, it was up 3% yesterday. Could this be a sector that the Trump rally is starting to spread to? Because it has been left behind in this rally since November. So it'll be interesting. I'm really excited to start my trip through the database that I have of 4,400. I've already begun just a little bit here this morning on the breaks in the show, looking for, you know, what looks interesting out there. So stay tuned today. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson, and that's the same handle at StockTwits. And I also communicate with my live trading subscribers at least a couple of times daily, if not more. And if we find anything today, if I find anything today, I'll let you know via push notification or via with a accompanying email. We'll see if this biotech rally is for real or just a one-day phenomenon. GDP. We got to get it going. 1.9, 2.5, that's just not good enough. It's not good enough. It needs to be better than that. And I personally believe that there's been a lot of breaks. There's been a lot of governors placed on our economy over the last 8 years, a lot of them being regulations. I believe in regulations, but you can go too far the other way too. And we've swung the pendulum way, I mean, way outside the normal range. And, of course, the new administration is relaxing a lot of those regulations. They're doing what they can, what they believe will increase the growth in the economy. We've had some more earnings. We're basically done now with the fourth quarter of 2016. It came in better than expected overall. I think it came in at about 5% better than the same quarter last year. And now we're looking for a breakout quarter this quarter and next quarter, which bodes well. A lot of that already priced into the market. We have to look to 2017, 2018 now to make some sense and to make a valuation case for this market. We also have to look and dig a lot deeper into the market. And tomorrow I'll feature a stock that, you know, currently possesses those characteristics of growth at a reasonable price, growth stock that's trading at a big discount to the market, and those different traits that I like to find, and is performing well in stocks. Well, the last segment here, I want to talk about the sectors of the market. There's been some sector rotation here recently. The one sector that's probably been dropping the fastest has been the energy sector. I was bullish on the energy sector last year. But there was a major change that happened. We have a new president who's energy friendly. We have a new energy secretary who comes from an energy state, Texas. And now America is ramping up its production once again. And we're also removing some of the handicaps to that energy infrastructure, building the pipelines. Well, that's going to put downward pressure, in my opinion, on oil prices. That's the consequences of that. And that sector has dropped from grace quite a bit. I have very little exposure right now to the energy sector. The banking, the insurance, the financial sectors, I know they're boring, but they continue to be leading sectors in the market. Many of my bank stocks, my bank ETFs, leveraged bank ETFs are hitting new highs. They like an environment where there's going to be less regulation. They like a rising interest rate environment. They're doing very well. The technology sector continues to be a healthy sector. And now we're starting to see maybe the drug stocks, the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals begin to rev up a little bit. It bears watching. I have very little exposure to that sector. I'm mostly in the banks, the financials, technology, a little bit of infrastructure. But I have very little exposure to the drug and biotech sector. But stay tuned. That may be where the next big opportunity lies as this rally in the market continues to spread out and trying to lift all boats in the economy. And the sectors that, like I say, that have dropped like a rock have been the energy sector, getting left behind. Kind of like it did back in November of 2013, I want to say. That's when I sold out of the energy sector. Got back into it early last year when oil finally bottomed at $26 per barrel. I did okay with it, but I think it's starting to fall from grace once again. So sector rotation taking place in the market. Hey, we're active investors at Gunderson Capital Management. No, you're not going to get a robot computer model, mechanically driven asset allocation here. We're going to go where the action is. We're active investors. It doesn't mean we're trading in and out every single day, but we look for these cycles and these trends like rising interest rates, like falling earnings at the and we react and we protect and we try to get out in front to prevent that freight train from being run over by that freight train, whether it be in the bond market or the stock market. If you'd like to talk to us, GundersonCapital.com. I've been producing my newsletter for the last two decades. You can get a free look at my client newsletter. Just one peek, though. That's all. And then we'll send you the other one. We also manage money here. Fee-based, no commission. GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST.
This is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.